My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Can't wait till we talk Olympics here, because there are days I wish we would just let the cameras roll and people could listen to what we're talking about during the break. But we'll get to something here in a minute about the Olympics when we get to that. Jeff, as I was walking away from the last segment trying to think, because, I mean, look, I understand that I'm not a huge fan of preseason at all. There are storylines that I'm looking at in tomorrow's game that I am a little bit intrigued by. Excited might not be the same word. I don't know how people feel about this. I mean, would you be happy if they canceled the preseason? 216-474-0092. Would you be happy if they just got rid of it? And then the question then, I think, is the league is like, okay, well, we'll be happy to get rid of these games, but we're adding 18 no matter any way you want to look at it. And then I'm trying to figure out, what's the alternative? If they didn't have preseason, what would you like to see? Go ahead.
I'll tell you how Mark in Tremont feels about it.
Okay.
Mark says, I feel the same way you do about preseason games. They are meaningless. There's nothing to see. When we were all growing up, at least those of us who are a little older, these games were necessary because players had to play their way into game shape. Some had off-season jobs, didn't train year-round. This is an interesting point. Today's player has been ready to play since Memorial Day. That's about right.
I was thinking also about...
That's about right.
I mean, do you remember when they had five preseason games? Or six?
They had six back in the day.
I remember talking to Deke about they would go to Ohio State and play a couple games.
Yeah, it was silly. But they... You know, guys weren't making the big money. They didn't have the training. They didn't have the nutrition. They had to play themselves into shape. You also had guards who were 235 pounds.
It's a good point. I'm trying to figure out what the alternative is here and what is necessary to get teams ready for the regular season. I do think that these combined practices, like they'll have next week with Minnesota, are extremely beneficial for the teams. You know the coaches love them.
Yes, they do.
And... You know, so when you look at it, I don't know if that's just the future. Is that the future? And the other question I always ask myself is, I mean, if college can get ready without having to play a preseason game, why?
High school, too.
Yeah. Well, no, high school has preseason. We have one tonight. Played it this week, next week, the preseason for high school in Ohio.
An actual game?
Game, yep. Everybody, there's a Solon's playing Mayfield right now, as a matter of fact. So, I mean, there are games that are going on right now.
I was unaware of such things.
There you go. Now you're up to speed. I don't know. Your thoughts on these preseason games? Because, again, I laid it out in the first segment, the storylines that I'm kind of looking forward to watching tomorrow. And then...
Famous, baby. Here we go.
What are you looking for? That's what I say. Let's go to Tony in Chagrin Falls. Tony, I hope you're not underwater in Chagrin Falls. How are you?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. I was driving through there last night. Man, some of those roads are bad news out there, especially if you're heading towards Chardon. Yeah. Be careful.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. Appreciate it. So anyway, I agree with you guys. Preseason games are, you know, they're kind of wishy-washy with a lot of the fans. You know, some of us want them to stay, some of them want to go, but really important to the guys in terms of preparation, how they prepare for a game, how much sleep do you need, what do you eat before the game, especially for a lot of these rookies that have never played in the NFL. I think it's extremely important. And, you know, one thing I'm looking forward to tomorrow night in the game is I want to see Mike Hall. That kid from Ohio State, he's a freak of nature. And watching him play there when he was on the field, I mean, wow, that kid gets off the line. And especially some of the videos I'm seeing out of training camp, him and Myles Garrett on the edge. You know, Za'Darius Smith is coming in a little beat up. You know, I'd like to see Mike Hall on the edge with Myles Garrett.
It's a good call, especially after what Za'Darius Smith was talking about last week and talking about how he plays and what they've seen. I agree with you, Tony. There you go. There's another good storyline going into tomorrow's game, especially for a local guy that kind of, you know, get your feet wet and go play on that big turf for the first time. I don't remember Streetsboro having any games. I know Ignatius plays there next week or 2 weeks in their first game. I think Ignatius has their first game of the season at Brown Stadium. And so, you know, you look and you're like, okay, we can get some of the jitters out.
We're not expecting Mike to play on the edge, though, are we? I mean, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah, I'm just.
Are they going to move him out to the edge? Maybe that's something we'll see tomorrow.
See, now you're even coming. See, this is like a big creative exercise for all of us. We're trying to figure out what we're going to watch for tomorrow. What are you watching for tomorrow, 216-474-0092? Are you ready just to forget about these games? Ian in Boston Heights. Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for having me on. I think the preseason's pretty pointless. I'd love to see it go. Add one more week. Give them another bye week. I think that's kind of a no-brainer. Go to the 18 games with two bye weeks, no preseason. Maybe add in a few more of those joint practices. I think those are good. But being a football fan, of course, I'm excited to have football in any form back, and I'll find something to watch. I'm watching the quarterbacks, and I'm interested to see which three they keep. Do you think there's any chance they keep four quarterbacks? Who do you think it's going to be? And, yeah, what are you going to do with that whole situation?
Good question.
I love Jameis Winston. His positive attitude is exactly what Deshaun to be around. He needs more positivity. The fans in Cleveland are so negative towards Deshaun, and I absolutely hate it. Let's surround this guy with positivity.
There you go, Ian. Thank you. Ian checking in from Boston Heights. All right, let's talk about that quarterback. Not, I guess, battle for the backups between Tyler Huntley and Dorian Thompson-Robinson. I can't see them walking away from DTR, especially after last year. I do think, though, that they could be in a position to trade. Why wouldn't they be in a position to trade Jameis Winston, you know?
Because you don't trust Tyler Huntley or DTR.
Well, they trusted DTR going into last season.
Yeah, how'd that work out?
Did not work out real well.
There you
go. I can't
see
them walking down the same road again. And there's no way I would trade Jameis Winston at all. Trade him right
now. However, don't be surprised if Tyler Huntley's wearing a different uniform by the time the season starts.
Could DTR be wearing a different uniform by the time? They drafted
Possibly.
Him, which makes me think, no
I think,
way.
I think Huntley's the most likely guy to be wearing a different uniform.
Well, sounds like, who were we talking to? Oh, Josh Cribbs yesterday was talking about him, right?
Mm-hmm.
And how much he liked him and what he saw out of him yesterday. I guess that is your battle. It's your battle of the second half quarterbacks. Going into a
game battle for the third string quarterback job.
I'm also wondering if you couldn't, yeah, you know, you've got practice squad. DTR probably could, although you'd have to get him cleared through. Remember last year, like, you can't get him through to the practice squad. He's going to get picked up really quick. Mike is in Lorain. Hi, Mike. Hello, hello, hello.
Hey. Didn't they used to play six or seven exhibition
six,
games?
Six, yeah, we were just talking about six.
Right. You know, this is what I want. I want them to go back to the doubleheaders. And they have fireworks at halftime of one game with the Cleveland Orchestra played. Like they did in the 70s. You remember that? They would have like the Cleveland Orchestra play with fireworks.
Mike, I went to a doubleheader at Brown Stadium, and it was Municipal Stadium. And the first game, it was the New York Jets against the Detroit Lions. And the second game, Ooh. It was the Browns against, I believe, the Packers. And it was
did you
awesome.
Say for all eight quarters?
It was, yeah. It was awesome.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet it was.
You're there
I mean,
all day.
Like, that's a long day at the ball yard, though.
That was a long day.
Why would yeah. I get? Well, this is before TV, right? before all the TV money was involved? Yeah, it had to be.
Right.
You know why they played, Andy? Because they needed to get into shape. That's why.
They had to play. Yeah,
that's why they played them.
Six games, though, dude. Can you imagine six games? They played six. I mean, they would be out there for like 8 weeks.
It was nuts.
They practice like 45 minutes now a day. 50, I mean, what are they on the field? An hour and 10 minutes?
It's really quick. No.
It's pretty tight.
Right. Yeah, it's not like
really true, Mike. The other thing is this. You remember yesterday I was talking about Haslam?
Yeah.
And like him paying up for the stadium, right?
Yeah.
I have inside information. Remember when you were at Channel 5 and you guys did the Brown show?
Yeah.
They redid the studio, right?
Mm-hmm.
They redid the studio, spent like a half a million dollars redoing the studio.
You have no idea. They did not spend a half a million dollars. What are you talking about?
Haslam comes in. Mr. Haslam comes in and is like, oh, I don't like it. They had to redo the whole thing. Is that true?
No. They changed some pictures in the background. Mike, I got news for you. That station's not spending half a million dollars on a set. Sorry. I'm just going to be honest. No one's spending half a million dollars on a set you're using once a week. And all they did was come in and change the pictures. So I have no idea where he was going with that. We're in this conversation now about what they should do with the preseason.
Jeff in Cleveland sends me a text.
Yeah.
He wants preseason games and 18 games. And he says he needs the preseason games because he might see someone who he'll draft for his fantasy teams.
Well, that's exactly why you would do it. That's exactly why. Anthony, how are you?
Some football fans will go to this extreme. Hi, Anthony.
Anthony, Cleveland Heights. Hi, Ty.
Hi, Ty. I'm from Chester originally, so shout out to everyone in Chester dealing without power.
West G!
Yes! How about this, from a marketing perspective, and I just compare this to adding an 18th game, which would be my preference, I'll say that up front. Turn the preseason into a summer tournament. So you got 32 teams, that means there's five rounds, that means two teams are going to play five games. The championship game is now the Pro Bowl game. So in the meantime, the teams themselves can decide what players they want to shuttle into these games, you know, during this tournament.
Hang on a second. Are you adding teams to the? Are you adding games to the preseason?
Well, it would be a tournament. You'd have 32. You got 32 teams, so that means it works out evenly in five rounds.
Regular football.
Regular football. Once you lose, you're out. You can go right on to practicing for the regular season. So if you got maybe the Chiefs, they don't want to bother with it, so they lose the first game and go right back to practice, and they get ready for the regular season. In the meantime, the league markets it as a summer tournament.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. It's just an idea, right? No bad ideas.
Yeah.
Except for that one.
No, that was a bad one. Hi, we're playing, and we're both trying to lose.
There's a whole South Park episode around that.
Oh, man. That's almost as bad as the NBA in-season tournament.
We're both trying to lose.
At least those games count towards the playoffs.
Even though all of you sat there cheering and really enjoying the in-season tournament. In fact, I think you said that out loud.
I did not say that.
You enjoyed the in-season tournament.
No, I was upset over the fact that they didn't get to move on for some reason. I don't know. I can't even remember.
Jeff, I think he enjoyed it.
I think he loved it. Wrong. Yeah, uh-huh. It was all for it.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Uncle. Joe Sheehan, the Joe Sheehan newsletter. We're going to talk some baseball when we come back. These games are meaningful, not meaningless. So we'll talk about those when we return. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.